This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I would like to begin by announcing some important developments in our war against the Chinese virus.
President Trump at a coronavirus briefing yesterday, calling it the invisible enemy, but expressing optimism that it will be defeated sooner than his critics expect. And he played down concerns the U.S. unemployment rate would skyrocket in the next few weeks. Trump did tell reporters,
"We inherited a very obsolete system. This was a system that was out of date, obsolete, or it was a system that was never meant to take care of the number of people that we're talking about, millions and millions of people."
Meanwhile, President Trump has signed into law a multi-billion-dollar coronavirus aid package. To Wall Street, where the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 700 points in early trading today, firmly below the level it was at when President Trump took the oath of office. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I tell you, I don't want to really be without it because I haven't really been sick in 2 years. I used to get something, bronchitis, laryngitis, cold, something, at least one. I haven't had any, so that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
ICE is reportedly easing up on its immigration crackdown across the nation. Agents are to stop enforcement at or around hospitals and clinics during the coronavirus pandemic. They don't want people to avoid medical care out of fear of deportation, according to top officials, who say the focus will now instead be on those who do pose a criminal threat and threat to public safety. Volvo is recalling 121,000 vehicles because of a problem with the automatic emergency braking system. The safety feature may not, in fact, work. Seems a sensor issue keeps it from identifying an object which could increase the risk of a crash. Notices will be sent out by May 1st. An astronaut from Apollo 15 has died. Alfred Warden was 88. A NASA administrator praising Warden's career, saying his achievements in space and on Earth will never be forgotten. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Some gasoline prices in the U.S. at their lowest since the millennium began. Many U.S. states have average gasoline prices of $2 or less a gallon now for regular. A Kentucky station, the first in the nation to offer a gallon of gas for under a dollar in decades. The BP station in London, Kentucky, lowering its price to 99 cents a gallon, but it sold out so quickly it hasn't been selling gas again for several days. This is because of a price war between Russia and Saudi Arabia, as combined with lower demand for gasoline in the United States and China and many other locations because of the coronavirus. The price war is great for American consumers, though it could be devastating for U.S. oil companies and their employees. Police are still looking for a woman who they say caused an explosion back on Tuesday when she tossed an oxygen tank at a train in Brooklyn, New York. Witnesses telling police that the woman, who was believed to be in her 30s, was already behaving erratically on the platform at the Nevin Street station in Fort Greene, and as the train approached the station, she picked up the oxygen tank and threw it at the train, causing a small explosion on the tracks. Police say no one was injured, but the woman got away. And plumbers are warning people not to damage toilets by using alternative paper products during the virus crisis. They say items that are not designed like toilet paper will clump up and ruin your pipes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Megan Barth with us. Yes, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Staying out of trouble and watching all the social distancing and everything, and doing everything your mother always told you to do, right?
Like washing my hands is always important. Right. Using common sense is also important. And never trusting a communist is also probably a good important tip at this time.
Exactly. Well, that's why I keep telling the kids, you know, experience defines preference. And, boy, we're getting a lot of experience, and we can be grateful to this president, Megan, because Donald Trump has exposed the corruption and, the people who have been soft-talking and, you know, wanting us to be duped. They've been lying to us forever. America, I don't know, sometimes I think that we're so open-minded that our brains have fallen out. But maybe our brains are recongealing in such a way to where we can, you know, make smarter decisions going forward now.
Yeah, I think we finally realize that a price actually has an associated cost. Being entirely economically, financially, and personally dependent on a communist country comes with a cost.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No one can tell me that this was not some form of biological warfare, mm-hmm. As well as psychological warfare. What we are seeing now is that not the panic is here, okay, it's evident.
Mm-hmm.
In Nevada, specifically, I watched a panicked governor, Democrat, our governor here, Sisolak, say that it was such a serious situation. They were closing down the state for 30 days, small businesses, of course, only.
Right.
Because Kevin Durant got the coronavirus. Now, right. Who is Kevin Durant? I really don't know. I do know that
NBA basketball player. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
But I know he doesn't play in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. I know he doesn't live in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
But because Kevin Durant got the coronavirus, Steve Sisolak used him as an example of why it's so important as a Democrat governor to shut down small businesses. And I've noticed this pattern, and I'm sure you have too, Bill, that Democrat governors are shutting down small businesses, California, now Nevada, Iowa, New York. And so why just small businesses? Well, that's because small businesses are the engine of our economy. And the last thing the Democrats have wanted since Trump was elected was a good, strong economy, because that's how presidents get reelected.
Right.
So how can the only thing that could have hurt Trump in this time was a depression or an economic recession? And we were doing just fine 2 weeks ago. Just 2 weeks ago, we had February numbers. The unemployment looked great. The manufacturing looked great. And in just 2 weeks, all of the gains we made in 3 years were entirely smoked out on Wall Street. And now small businesses is closed. Steve Sisolak said that in 30 days, he will then review and see if it's safe to reopen. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, too, and last point, Andrew Cuomo days ago came out and said, well, Trump needs to send a national policy. We can't have we can't have states doing one thing and other states doing another. And so what President Trump did was set a 15-day type of pseudo-quarantine, if you will, mm-hmm. guidelines for the next 15 days. But then Democrat governors obviously didn't want the national plan because they've closed businesses for 30. And maybe more, maybe longer.
Well, the interesting contrast here. Well, first of all, let's talk. Kevin Durant is a basketball player, and he plays for the Nets, East Coast. Okay, he's in Brooklyn, number one. You would have thought if he was going to pick, some basketball players, he had a couple basketball players in Utah. Last time I checked, Utah a little bit closer than Brooklyn, right? In terms mm-hmm. of geography, so that was kind of silly. But, but the other part and what you're talking about with the governors exposing themselves is that there are other fair-minded, reasonable-minded governors that this is what we appreciate about having 50 laboratories. This is federalism at work, is that we're going to see who really outperforms the other states by how their policies have responded, some of their own and somehow they've embraced the federal guidelines. Even Gavin Newsom in California, of all people, has come back to thank President Trump and Cuomo as well. I mean, these are all individuals. They've got their own little fiefdoms in their states to control, but they know also that there's a beginning and an end to their authority and their power, and they need federal support in much the same way. If you'll recall, when Arizona needed help from Barack Obama, or in New Jersey, when Chris Christie needed help from Barack Obama, he was there to, thank him for his support, because look at he's the gateway to federal funds.
Well, and that's what all this is about, isn't it? Do you really think it's about public health, or do you really think it's about public funds? If it was about public health, Gavin Newsom would have declared a public health crisis when he had typhoid fever break out in Los Angeles.
Exactly.
As Dr. Drew said, that Los Angeles was just one rat away from the bubonic plague.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear the calls of a public health crisis when doctors' conventions in San Francisco were canceling. Millions of dollars to the city was lost because of the hazardous waste and materials that litter the city from the Tenderloin down throughout the city.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got human waste and excrement, homelessness all throughout California, used heroin needles all throughout California, rats, like I said, one rat away from the bubonic plague. And the reason that Governor Newsom, or Nancy Pelosi, I guess, is not calling their own backyards a public health crisis is because then they would have to own the rats.
Exactly.
They would have to own the typhoid fever. They would have to own the homelessness. Are the rats being quarantined at this time? Are they under quarantine? What are all the homeless people doing? They can't put them in more than, 10 people in a room with 6 feet apart. I think that's the national guidelines. So where is the homeless population right now in California? We know that there's over, 60,000 or some living
exactly.
on the streets of California.
Yeah, 40% of homeless in America are right there.
Right. So where is the public health crisis prior to this, what I would call absolute scam, that has been pulled on us by many of these governors? Because their own backyards are public health hazards.
You're bringing up some critical points here, Megan, and like everything else, I mean, we were just talking with Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch. Do we ever get to the bottom of this, as to what's going on? I mean, we have been hit with, seeming hoax after another, and I'm not claiming that this is a hoax. I mean, obviously this is a bit serious, but we don't know to what extent. Even the experts, just say, look at, we're watching the numbers. Time will tell how this will go. We interviewed a gal in Taiwan. They're 70 miles away from China, the hot spot of where this broke out. And they had 57 cases of the coronavirus. 56 are clear and they're clear. They're healed up and everything. They're fine. They're recovering and recovered, and only one death of the 57. And her message to America was, it gets better. You're going to be okay. Amazing that a small country like Taiwan could be so successful, but yet, you know, our country is falling over itself, and I think a lot of this negative reporting is not helping the cause. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Megan Barth after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
In silence of mountains,
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Yes, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Yes, we're the one and only Megan Barth is with us. So, Megan, what's the bottom line for you in all this? I mean, and I appreciate your skepticism because there are many of us that still feel like in some regards we're being duped.
Well, yeah, because perhaps you can help me out here, but when did we surrender ourselves to who?
Yes.
And by who, I mean the World Health Organization.
Mm-hmm.
The World Health Organization, I would guarantee you that if you went out and asked 10 Americans who the head of who was, all 10 probably wouldn't know.
Yes.
They wouldn't know about who runs who, who's a part of who. They wouldn't know the who in who.
Yes.
And who came out and said that this is a pandemic? Well, the flu, actually, the regular flu is a pandemic. The regular flu to date, March 18th since January 1, has claimed over 180,000 lives. And twice as many children this year have died from the flu as the year prior. This is just the general flu.
Mm-hmm.
The swine flu, H1N1 under Barack Obama, hundreds of thousands of people were hospitalized, tens of thousands of people died, and no one talked about it. No one called it a public health crisis. As a matter of fact, the facts were buried. When Obama opened our borders and specifically switched our immigration policy to illicit immigration from third world countries and exacerbated the inflow of Chinese and Indochina immigrants, we had a huge spike in tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm.
In refugee resettlement areas. Remember, we weren't told where those refugees were going. Buses were just showing up in the middle of the night and dropping off these refugees in Minnesota and Tennessee, et cetera. Well, the CDC hid the spikes in tuberculosis for fear of the stigmatization of certain populations and demographics. The only way we found out about the CDC hiding that information was through a Judicial Watch FOIA request.
Exactly.
Where the CDC was vaccinating their own children from tuberculosis, all of their own employees' children, but here we were left out hanging out in the wind, not knowing for fear of, or excuse me, out of political correctness. So now we have a new flu called the Wuhan virus or the Chinese virus, and we are mm-hmm. told now by the mainstream media and Democrats that that's somehow racist.
Yeah, exactly. You
so
can't
who is the mainstream media and the Democrats working for? Are they still working for the communist Chinese? Because the propaganda coming from them mirrors exactly the propaganda coming from the CCP.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting. Well, we know the Democrats have been in collusion with the mainstream media and what other, you know, globalist strings are pulling and controlling the activity here and the narrative. And so this is all consistent, you know, with what's coming down to the point of that it's racist to identify where the origination point of this coronavirus is. And it is China. I mean, what are you going to say? It's, it started in Taiwan or it started in Europe. Come on. We all know it's clear. That's, you know, you got to call it for what it is. But again, this is political correctness. This is what's gotten us into trouble and where we are right now and how they're adding fear, you know, in the minds of Americans and talking about, you know, you talk about the flu season alone, according to the CDC. So far during this flu season, which is October 1st, I mean, it's like a hurricane season, through the first week of March so far of this year, there's been somewhere between 670,000 to 670,000 hospitalizations, and everybody's freaking out that we're not going to be able to handle, if this thing is to get out of hand, to be able to handle, we don't have enough hospital beds. I think we're somewhere close to 1 million hospital beds, but we're going to have to, you know, if that was to be the case, I mean, certainly we have a full-blown crisis on our hands, but every year we seem to be able to manage up to 670,000 flu hospitalizations you know, to your earlier point, and somewhere between, you know, up to a million people, 51 million people contracting the flu, and this is so far in the first week of March of this year.
Right, exactly. But don't let the numbers get in the way of the hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the facts get in the way of the panic. Because the panic that has been created around this Chinese virus is the fear that Democrats capitalize on. Fear is a very strong emotion. It comes in times of chaos. Never let a chaos or crisis go to waste. And fear can be easily manipulated. Fear creates dependency, which, listening to all of these Democrat governors, they're just creating more dependence. That's the whole goal of the Democrat Party, is to make sure, and I am disappointed in Steve Mnuchin, and I also am very disappointed in Mitch McConnell, and I am disappointed in the president.
Right.
When I see things that are outside of true Federalist principles, when I see when things are completely outside of free market principles, and when I see that the narrative is being allowed to manifest itself into a full-blown panic, we were behind in owning the narrative.
Right.
When you lay out the facts like you just did, I would assume that many people would take a pause and say, oh, really? Well, why am I concerned? In Nevada, we have 45 cases, might be 55 now, of the flu, the Wuhan virus, Chinese virus flu. We have one death, and that death was a compromised individual who had a suppressed immunosystem, likely an elderly.
Right. These are the same targets of people who die from the flu.
Correct.
You know, when they have a compromised immunity system, that they're dealing with. And so it's the same thing. I mean, it's the vulnerable people, although there's not as many, there's now being reported some children, but by and large, not even children are being greatly affected by the Wuhan flu.
Well, it looks like children are being greatly affected by the normal flu.
Yes.
Like I said, twice as many children this year die than at this time the year before from the flu.
Mm-hmm.
It is those who do not have robust immunosystems or those who have compromised immunosystems that are being most, that are the most susceptible.
Yes.
And that is no different than any other flu. What I also find very interesting, and words are very important, is that this all of a sudden has been categorized as a disease. Now, that's a very important classification when it comes to treatment, when it comes to liability, when it comes to a whole host of things. I never heard the swine flu called a disease. I never heard the bird flu called a disease. I never heard the common flu called a disease. I've never heard the Spanish flu being called a disease. And the list goes on and on. But for some reason, all of a sudden, this flu is being called a disease, and I simply do not know why, nor do I know what criteria was used to determine that it is should be categorized as
a disease. And what's that going to lead to? Do you have any idea? I mean, it's interesting.
Well, I don't know. A disease has an implication that it is something that is chronic, or it is something that is damaging over a course of time, right?
Does that give the Chinese an out and lack of culpability? Because though we know that this is a biological program gone amiss, that somehow they're relieved of any responsibility because now this is a disease as opposed to some virus being released.
That's a great question, and I think that is part of our job as people in the media to find out and ask those important questions. Pay attention to how language is being used and what type of language is being used.
Exactly.
Our job is to be skeptical. Our job is to ask questions. And that is what I try to do, to try to make sense through the chaos, to try to understand exactly where we're going and how this is going to impact us in the long term. I can probably safely, and I would put money on this statement, that if Hillary Clinton were in charge right now, or if Bernie Sanders or even Barack Obama were in charge, this virus would have not have just accidentally escaped the laboratory from Wuhan.
Megan, thank you. As always, appreciate the insight. Good stuff here.
Is immune support on your mind these days? Quantum Nutrition Labs is here to help. While supplies last, a wide variety of high-quality, immune-focused supplements are 20% off, including vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3. Now is a great time to stock up on the items you'll want to keep on hand, ready to use when you need them. Call 888-588-7578 to speak with our highly trained nutritional consultants. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I would like to begin by announcing some important developments in our war against the Chinese virus.
President Trump at a coronavirus briefing yesterday, calling it the invisible enemy, but expressing optimism that it will be defeated sooner than his critics expect. And he played down concerns the U.S. unemployment rate would skyrocket in the next few weeks. Trump did tell reporters,
"We inherited a very obsolete system. This was a system that was out of date, obsolete, or it was a system that was never meant to take care of the number of people that we're talking about, millions and millions of people."
Meanwhile, President Trump has signed into law a multi-billion-dollar coronavirus aid package. To Wall Street, where the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 700 points in early trading today, firmly below the level it was at when President Trump took the oath of office. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're going to take a look at one of my favorite parts of springtime, March Madness. And John Feinstein is with us, and his latest book, The Back Roads to March, we're going to be talking about that from the number one New York Times bestselling author of the classic books, A Season on the Brink and A Good Walk Spoiled. Now comes John's brand new book, as I mentioned, The Back Roads to March, a thrilling joyride into the heart of college hoops delivered by one of America's greatest sports storytellers. John, good to have you with us. How you been, buddy? It's been a while.
Bill, it's good to talk to you. I guess I'm like everybody else, wondering where our March Madness went and where all of our sports have gone in the last week or so. So it feels really weird to be sitting here the day after what should have been Selection Sunday with no games to get ready for.
Exactly. So what is the final outcome? Are they just not going to play him at all? Because I heard at one point it was just going to be with, you know, families, no schools participating.
No, it's canceled.
It's totally canceled.
Yeah, everything really got canceled last Thursday. I think after Rudy Gobert tested positive, the Utah Jazz player, and the NBA suspended play, I think everybody realized that it just wasn't going to work, even with empty arenas, even with empty ballparks in spring training, even with no fans at the Players' Championship in golf. And so, really, all sports are shut down now, and of course, none of us know when they're going to come back, because none of us knows what's going on with this virus.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I spoke with someone the other day. She survived from Taiwan, and it took them about a month, which, boy, a lot shorter than what we're talking about for them when they started dealing with it in January, by the end of February, although she says that it's still a process. I mean, they're, you know, they're still not ready to be socially, you know, connected in terms of, you know, just sending, you know, social distancing to the wind. They're still social distancing sensitive, as you can imagine, but they're on the other side of it. And Taiwan is just, what, 70 miles from China, the hot spot of where this all began.
Yeah, and I think that we are still, I'm no doctor, I'm no scientist, but I think we're still at the stage where the spread is going in the wrong direction, and we can't even start to think about when sports is going to start again or when our lives are going to return to normal until they figure out a way how to corral the disease, and you know, who knows how long that could be.
Well, in the spirit of unity and, you know, the American way of life, John, we've been so blessed in this country. We got a lot of smart people, you know, and I'm confident in the wherewithal. We've taken on some huge challenges and crises in the past. And, you know, outside of the political fervor that's flying around, I still have faith in, first of all, the American people, because as we've been saying on this show, the first defense in this crisis is the American people. And what we're seeing happening organically is in neighborhoods and socially, you know, people are raising up their game, and that's where it needs to be in terms of, you know, defending themselves, you know, doing the good things, the common sense things, washing your hands, you know, if you sneeze, you know, to cover it appropriately, to do what, you know, the CDC has suggested and others, not to mention their mothers and grandmothers, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and of course, it's a worldwide thing. So there are doctors everywhere working on this and trying to find how to slow it down, or some kind of med that can control it or keep it from happening. Who knows when we'll get to that point? But it's become a matter of all of us using common sense.
Exactly.
Until we're at a point where we can get through this crisis, and the thing is, none of us knows where or when that's going to come. And for those of us who are sports fans, it's a very odd feeling. As I said, you know, the publication of this book, The Backroads to March, was key to what, the NCAA tournament. And now there's no NCAA tournament to talk about. Of course, I'm trying to convince people that reading the book is a good way to pass the time, but it's not the way we planned it, that's for sure.
Well, exactly, and you don't know, but I would say this for people who are missing, you know, March Madness like myself. You know, we're spending more time at home, and guess what we're doing? You know, we get a chance to read books, and this book, The Backroads to March, John, could end up being a bigger blessing than you anticipated, because this takes us back to history a little bit, and I think that it's always good to remember, and, you know, and what you're sharing with us, you know, sharing with us in this book. Boy, I'll tell you, it's really... I don't know. I want to say it's rewarding, because I appreciate all the effort that went into it.
Well, thank you. I mean, it was rewarding for me to do the book. The idea going in was for me to kind of go back to my reporting roots when I first started covering college basketball. And the sport was more intimate for a reporter. Mm-hmm. The access levels were much higher. You could just walk into a practice anywhere you wanted, or into locker rooms to talk to players, or sit down and talk to coaches at length. And in the big time game nowadays, you really can't do that. I mean, I'm lucky because I've been around for so long that I know a lot of coaches, but generally speaking, you can't. And I've always liked, Bill, as I think you know, to write stories that nobody else is writing. Yes. You know, anybody can write about the big names. Anybody can write about the big stories. I try to find stories that are off the beaten path. And so when somebody is reading this book, for example, and some of the others that I've done, the Army-Navy book, my book on PGA Tour qualifying school, as they read it, they go, I didn't know that. Right. And that's what I was going for in this book. And traveling the back roads, as the title says, I found a lot of stories that I think people didn't know and enjoyed reporting them and writing about them.
See, and the thing is so cool right now, and that's why I go back to what we said earlier about how much we have to celebrate and be grateful, you know, for about this country and the people that make up the fabric, the woof and warp of the red, white, and blue here. Now, your stories, as you mentioned, stories that we don't hear about, you may not hear, but for John's book, and I love coaches. I love stories about coaches because coaches are a unique breed, and they have, I'll tell you, I think we could have a night of stand-up, you know, comedians of just coaches, don't you think?
Well, it would help if we could bring Jim Valvano back, who still the funniest person I think I've ever known, along with David Faraday, the golf commentator.
Yes.
But you know, and one of the schools I write about in this book is Iona, which Jim coached years and years ago before he went to North Carolina State, and he loved to tell the story about being at a party right after he'd gotten the job, and as he introduced himself to each person, he'd say, "Hi, I'm Jim Valvano, Iona College. Hi, I'm Jim Valvano, Iona College." And finally this woman looked at him and said, "Aren't you awfully young to own your own college?" Classic Jim story. And of course, we were talking today, people are talking today about Rick Pitino getting the job at Iona, and they're acting as if Iona has no basketball history. Well, Jim won a lot of games at Iona, and Tim Kloos, who coached Iona the last 10 years, made the NCAA tournament six times and unfortunately had to step down because of his health. So, you know, again, you're right about coaches and the story. Most of them are great storytellers because they've had so many different things and been so many places in their lives. And I enjoy spending time with coaches. I think that's apparent throughout my career and obviously in this book too. And, I'll give you another coaching example. Jimmy Allen, who's the coach at Army.
Yes.
And Jimmy was at a summer camp several years ago, and he saw a young man named Jordan Fox, and he had heard nothing about him. And so after the game that he was watching was over, he introduced himself, and he said, "Jordan, what are you thinking about in terms of college?" And Jordan Fox said, "You know, where I come from," he comes from a tiny town in Kentucky, "people don't go to college. I want to serve. I'm going to enlist in the Army." And Jimmy Allen said to him, "Look, I think that's a great thing, but I have a better idea. Why don't you come to West Point, play basketball for 4 years, get a college degree, and then serve as an officer?" And Jordan Fox liked that idea because he loved basketball,
exactly.
Went to West Point, was the second leading scorer on the team last year, graduated with a 3.76 GPA, and is now serving as a second lieutenant in the Army.
Wow, what a story and what a break. We've got more from John Feinstein, his new book, The Back Roads to March. Stay with us.
It was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Keeping the spirit.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. You
hold my head. We're back by the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'll tell you, we really are blessed in so many ways to have John Feinstein with us. The Backroads to March, the unsung, unheralded, unknown heroes of the college basketball season. We were saying earlier that this book is a blessing in so many ways, especially for us. For us who love March Madness, that are without March Madness, and we're maybe some of us going mad just staying hunkered down. Well, what will lighten the load a bit is John's book. It is so cool. The stories that are in there that will take you back down memory lane to remember years gone by, the heroes, the characters, and some of the stories and coaches that you've never heard about, because that's the way John rolls. He always gives us stories that aren't necessarily on the front pages of the mainstream media. John, you were talking a moment ago about Rick Pitino going to Iona. Maybe this is his comeback.
Well, he certainly hopes so, I'm sure. The thing about college basketball, let's be honest, I mean, I love the kind of stories you and I were talking about in the first segment, and going to the smaller schools and writing about kids who aren't going to be lottery picks and aren't going to play in the NBA. But the mainstream, as you just mentioned, of college basketball is about money. And that's why the NCAA took so long to call off the tournament, because they didn't want to give up their billion-dollar TV contract. And I've always said, if you can win enough games, you will always have a job. And Rick Pitino is an example of that. Rick Pitino, by his own admission, has done a lot of bad things in his life, on and off the basketball court. But the one thing he's always done, Bill, is win basketball games.
Exactly.
He's a great coach. There's no doubting him as a coach. And that's why Iona was willing to hire him. I was a little bemused, not necessarily amused, when the president of Iona said, we think Coach Pitino's values line up very well with Iona. Well, given Rick's past, I wonder if we didn't just find something out about Iona.
Right. Maybe.
That we didn't know.
Yeah. Can I walk that back a little bit now? I didn't mean exactly, but certainly. but certainly there are values with of Rick Pitino outside of some obvious mistakes that he made along the way there. But, hey, such is the story. You also write about this small Division I program at Campbell University in North Carolina who cared more about a trip to Duke than making the Final Four. That's curious.
Well, let me start by saying that if you want to talk about going down back roads, go to Buies Creek, North Carolina someday.
Yeah.
And I think the trip is worth it. You get to Campbell University, and as you walk into their gym, which seats about 5,000, but it's a really neat little place, Bill, you can have your picture taken with the Campbell Camel, which is, of course, the mascot for Campbell. And I went there specifically to see a young man named Chris Clemens. And Chris Clemens is a classic example of what this book was about. He grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina. Like any kid from North Carolina, he dreamed about playing in the ACC. His first choice would have been the University of North Carolina, but he'd have loved it if any ACC school had recruited him. But none came near him. Why? Because he was 5'9" tall. And coaches still make a lot of decisions based on height.
Exactly.
And the coach at Campbell, Kevin McGeehan, saw him and said, this kid would be great for our program. Recruited him very hard, told him in recruiting him, you'll graduate from Campbell as the leading scorer in school history. Well, he did that. He also graduated, by the way, with a 3.0 GPA in communications, as the fourth leading scorer in the history of the NCAA. Pretty good for a guy only 5'9", and led Campbell to the Big South regular season title a year ago. And great kid, told me that he loved to sign autographs for little kids, and he said, I think they like me because they don't have to look up as far to look me in the eye as they do with most basketball players. Just a terrific kid, a terrific story, and the kind that I think makes college basketball fun. I'll tell you one other back road story. Have you ever heard of Farmville, Virginia?
Mm, no.
You're in the vast majority.
Yes.
Trust me. Okay. Farmville's about 60 miles west of Richmond and about 2 miles east of the middle of nowhere. Longwood University's located there, and the coach is a guy named Griff Aldrich, who played Division III basketball at Hampton, Sydney, went to law school at University of Virginia, and wanted to coach, but he had about $100,000 in student loans to pay back when he graduated. So he went to work at a law firm in Houston, was very successful, became a partner, married, had three kids, and was making about $800,000 a year 20 years later. But the passion for basketball was still there. So when his college roommate, Ryan Odom, got the job at UMBC, and that name I'm sure is familiar to you because they were the first 16th seed to ever be the number one seed in the tournament 2 years ago, got the job at UMBC, Griff Aldrich called him and he said, you know what, I'd still like to coach. And Ryan said, well, I can give you a job. I can pay you $32,000 a year as an assistant. So he took a $775,000
pay
cut, moved his family from Houston to Baltimore. 2 years later, UMBC pulls the upset over Virginia. 16 seeds are now 1 in 139 in NCAA tournament play, UMBC being the one.
Mm-hmm.
And the president of Longwood was looking for a coach and happened to be a Virginia Law School graduate and was fascinated by Griff's resume. Hired him. I went down to spend a day with Griff. They were playing High Point that night, coached by Tubby Smith, who won a national championship at Kentucky years ago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Griff said to me that afternoon, he said, what a coaching matchup this is. Tubby Smith with 606 wins and a national title versus me with 12 wins. During the game, my wife texted me. She graduated with a degree in English Lit from Vassar, not a big hoops fan.
Yeah.
And she said, I forget where you are. When will you be home tonight? So I texted her back, and I said, I'm in Farmville, Virginia. I'll be home about midnight. Text came right back. You're having an affair. There's no such place as Farmville, Virginia. So the title of that chapter naturally is, Yes, Christine, There Is a Farmville.
Farmville. You're having an affair. That's great. I love that. Tell us about Coach Jim Calhoun and what made him become legendary.
Well, what made him legendary was his career at the University of Connecticut, where he took a program that was going nowhere in the Big East fast, to the point where a lot of people said they should get out of the league because they couldn't compete with Georgetown, Villanova, St. John's, Syracuse, even Providence, coached then by Rick Pitino, and turned the program around completely and won three national championships and is in the College Basketball Hall of Fame. Jim was forced to retire at the age of 70 after his second bout with cancer, but he missed coaching. And 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when a friend of his called from the University of St. Joseph's, which is not St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia, the University of St. Joseph's in West Hartford, Connecticut, and said, we are going to admit men to this school next year for the first time. We're going to have a men's basketball team. Do you have any ideas who I could hire to coach that team? And Jim, who was 75 at the time, said, yeah, I got an idea, me. Because he missed it. He's a coach. Coaches coach.
Exactly.
And he came back for almost no money. And last year, the last 2 years, he's coached the Division III team at the University of St. Joseph's. And I went to see him last year, and he was as intense, Bill, coaching in a 500-seat gym as he was coaching in an 80,000-seat stadium in the Final Four. He was all over the officials, throwing water bottles, probably should have been teed up on several occasions. And after the game, they lost the game in double overtime. And you may or may not remember in 1990, they won a game in the NCAA tournament when they threw a length of the court pass to a kid named Tate George with one second left, and he hit the shot to beat Clemson.
Right.
And after the team that they lost to ran a very similar play in overtime and hit a shot to send it into the second overtime. And I sort of half-jokingly said after the game in the locker room, I said, well, I guess you know how Cliff Ellis felt, the Clemson coach, all those years ago. And Jim looked at me and he said, you think this is funny? This isn't funny. You know, and he was dead serious.
Yeah,
that game meant as much to him as that game against Clemson did all those years ago.
Yeah, we're talking with John Feinstein, his brand-new book, The Back Roads to March, The Unsung, Unheralded, Unknown Heroes of a College Basketball Season. And as you can tell, it's fun to go down memory lane, especially now that you may be hunkered down. A great book to read and a lot of fun all woven into it from this number one New York Times best-selling author. John, what about some stories? We got a couple of minutes left. That show the journey is the real prize and story, not the destination.
Yeah, you know, I think to some degree all of these teams, schools, coaches, players are about that journey. But I think maybe the best one might be Loyola Chicago, which came out of nowhere to make the Final Four 2 years ago. And you might remember the real star of that team was Sister Jean.
Yes, exactly, right.
Who was 98, and by the way, still going strong at 100 as we speak today. And Loyola, the interesting thing is Loyola would not have been in the tournament had it not won the Missouri Valley Conference championship, because the way the basketball committee puts together the draw, it always favors the power schools from the power conferences because they're better TV draw. You know, they would rather have the eighth place team in the Big Ten than the second place team in the Missouri Valley or the second place team in the Ivy League, whomever it might be. And so Loyola Chicago was the 11th seed in the Midwest Regional going in. Wouldn't have been in the field if they hadn't won their conference tournament. And they won their first three games by 1 point on a buzzer beater, by 2 points on a buzzer beater, and by 2 points when they made a huge basket with a slim lead with 5 seconds to go. And they got to the Elite Eight by winning those three. Sister Jean had to have something to do with it, right?
Right, exactly.
Win those three games. And then they won.
See,
the
opposing team, they kept seeing her praying, and they go, oh, we're in trouble.
We're in big trouble now. And then they won in the Elite Eight against Kansas State and went to the Final Four. Oh. And what a story that was.
Exactly, and that's a good one to end on. Let me say, so many stories that are just rich like this are waiting for you in his brand-new book, The Back Roads to March, Unsung, Unheralded, and Unknown Heroes of a College Basketball Season. John Feinstein. John, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care, Bill.
100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard of